You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Gym Class, a Monday edition right here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we start a brand new week. As we get closer and closer to football, high school football week, a few colleges, and we'll talk about that, getting underway with a week zero slate coming up this week. We'll kick that around for you. We'll talk about the weekend that was in the world of sports as well. We are presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union here on the Gym Class each and every day right here on KGYM. Find out more by going to our website at kgymradio.com and find out all the great information and all the great things happening as far as DuPaco is concerned. You can boost your financial well-being by going to DuPaco.com, the official presenting sponsor of the Gym Class each and every day right here on KGYM. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes, former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette from his home on the southwest side. Ben on the other side of the glass here today. And a very somber weekend, unfortunately, as far as the sports scene, especially the wrestling scene, Mark, around the state of Iowa, with news that came out this weekend. And first of all, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Scott.
Yes, and not only to the wrestling world, but to us here at KGYM as well, as we were corresponding with this terrific gentleman. He was our wrestling correspondent for the last handful of years. Did just such a great job with the sport, and as he said so often, one of the things that he wanted to keep wrestling on the move. And we lost Wyatt Schultz over the weekend from the predicament. You, of course, know him from his Tuesday visits with us to talk high school wrestling. We always look forward to that. And like I said, Mark, unfortunately, we lost one of the greats and one of the great, great gentlemen, not only of wrestling, but really of all sports. And in fact, I'm pretty sure Wyatt would have been on the sidelines at Kingston Stadium on Friday night if he was able to be at the Wash Jeff game. He would not miss a Wash Jeff game.
No, he wouldn't. And his two great passions in life were wrestling and photography. And he was literally everywhere, whether it was related to wrestling or some other endeavor. You mentioned Jeff Wash game coming up in a week or so. He loved the expression on kids' faces when they saw his photography. And many great tributes out there on Twitter and Facebook to Wyatt, not only some of his colleagues like KJ Pilcher, but many wrestling programs, Lisbon Independence, among others that I've seen, really expressing some kind words about Wyatt. Wyatt was 68 years old, and he didn't tweet a whole lot, but his last tweet was on August 3rd. The last assignment he had was helping at the state baseball tournament in Carroll, the 1A and 2A tournaments in Carroll. And as he stated in that tweet, then he entered the hospital. And I'd like to thank Eugene, our great friend, for updating me. He worked at the hospital that Wyatt was in and updating us over the last week or so about his condition, Wyatt's condition. And I think the best word to describe, for me, to describe Wyatt was an ambassador.
Yep.
For the sport of wrestling. I don't know of a better word that I can think of. He loved the sport. If you listen to his appearance on Tuesdays, we were always asking me where was he going to go. And he had two or three sites. He was literally everywhere in terms of wrestling. And he was with the predicament for a couple, three decades, a terrific website. And from my standpoint, condolences to his family, wife Kirsten, and the rest of the family.
Yeah, which includes Grant, of course, the athletic director over at Cedar Rapids, Washington.
Right.
And Yes, couldn't have put it a whole lot better than that. The tributes keep pouring in from basically every wrestling program, I think, in the state of Iowa that has a Twitter account, especially in the central and eastern part of the states, and even in the western part of the state, because he would go there. He would go at times to two separate tournaments on a Saturday, especially if one went and was an all-day tournament that ended in the evening. He'd go somewhere else in the morning and early afternoon, report on that, shoot photography as far as that tournament is concerned, get in the car and, you know, get there as quickly as he can to somewhere, and he would do it all over again as far as the finals are concerned. And, didn't play favorites or anything like that. Just wanted to basically do it for the good of wrestling. Keep wrestling on the move, as he would always say. And he'll be missed. He was a giant in the sport of wrestling. I mean, when the Iowa High School Athletic Association and the Girls Union are both giving their tributes to someone, and that says a lot. And Wyatt will definitely be missed, and I think especially as we go into the first week of games as far as high school football is concerned.
Yeah, I had an opportunity to correspond with two of his dear friends, Dick Briggs and John Haggerty, yesterday and into the evening, and I don't want to reveal the contents of those texts because I think they're very private, but suffice to say that these two gentlemen will dearly miss him. They worked with him and expressed what so many have said about Wyatt Schultz, that he was a giant in the sport of wrestling in terms of being an ambassador, his photography. He worked with the Hall of Fame committees around town, shooting pictures of their inductees and whatnot. And Wyatt was a really healthy guy, as far as I know. I talked to one of his neighbors, and as Wyatt told us on the show, this is a guy that got up at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning because he enjoyed that alone time. His neighbor told me that he walked every day, but you know what? Sometimes it doesn't matter.
Yep, you're right. West side, east side, doesn't matter. I think everybody's going to miss Wyatt. I know everyone is going to miss Wyatt, and that includes us here on KGYM, and we will continue to talk wrestling and report on wrestling, and of course, not the first great loss as far as wrestling is concerned. I mean, you take a look at it, going back to Vince Mayer, over a decade ago, Dan McCool, who was terrific, covering wrestling for the Des Moines Register, and now Wyatt. So way too early, to leave us, and Wyatt did that. So our condolences to his family as he passes away over the weekend at the age of 68. But Wyatt would also like to keep us going and going in the right direction and keep things moving. I know, Mark.
Well, he would, and his legacy will live for a long time, but need more promoters of wrestling like Wyatt Schultz out there, and I know there are many that give it a whirl, that's for sure. Our friend KJ Pilcher is at the top of that list at the Gazette, just a tremendous wrestling reporter and ambassador for the sport, and I mentioned Briggs and Haggerty and so many others that walk in maybe not walk in Wyatt's footsteps, but continue to promote the sport of wrestling.
Yeah, he will be missed, very much so. 319-366-1600. That is a text line available to you. Again, that is 319-366-1600. Thanks for tuning in here on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, your KGYM mobile app. We encourage you to download that and your smart speaker as well. As we got a Monday edition of the show to get to, as we'll take a look back at the weekend that was in the world of sports. And the weekend's actually kind of leaking into Monday a little bit because They did not have a chance to play golf yesterday at Liberty National with the Northern Trust, the first leg of the PGA Tour playoffs, with what the remnants of Tropical Storm Henri coming ashore yesterday. So they are playing that today, and that includes not only the top 125 in the money rankings, but also includes our man Zach Johnson, who is on the course right now.
Yeah, sunny skies in the New York, New Jersey area right now. Fans of Judge Judy not very happy right now because CBS has picked up coverage and preempted her, but so be it. Right now, Zach Johnson has completed his final round. Really a roller coaster round for Zach. He was 4-under on his round through 7 holes, and was trending in that direction where he would finish, perhaps finish, in the top 70 advance the next week. But then the proverbial wheels fell off, Scott, something you and I can relate to.
Oh, yeah.
Zach hit his tee shot in the water on number 9 and made a double bogey and made 3 bogeys coming in on the back 9. He finished at 1-over par 72 for the day and minus 6 on the tournament. Tied for 48th right now. And unfortunately, his season is over. The leader right now, John Rahm, at 18-under par. He leads by 2 over Cameron Smith and by 3 over Tony Finau and Eric Van Rooyen.
Rahm, number 1 in the world right now. And I don't even, right now, it's not even close. This guy has been either winning or in the top 10 of everything he has played in and touched over the last 3 months. And that includes a United States Open win as well for John Rahm. And there, no doubt right now, he is the best player on the planet, and there's no doubt.
I cannot disagree with that. His play confirms that.
Yeah. 319-366-1600 at 17 minutes. Coming up on 17 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock here on the program, we'll get you a Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. We'll do that in about 10 minutes or so. As we mentioned, we gave you a little bit of an update as far as Zach Johnson, what's happening as far as the world of golf is concerned. Want to let you know, football. We mentioned high school football getting underway. Just a couple of games last week. We only had like 2 games of the week 0 across the state of Iowa last week. I miss those bygone days of like 20 or 25 games. But anyway, had 2 of those last week. Everybody getting started in earnest. All the polls coming out. Gazette poll is out. You've got the Des Moines Register poll is out. Radio Iowa poll is out. You name the poll. AP is not out, though. I believe they wait till the first week, after the first week, to get their first poll out. At least that's what I'm banking on, not only being on the Gazette poll, but on the AP poll as well. But at any rate, we got that going on. College football, we got a small handful of games getting started this week and teams getting started this week. And that does include the Big Ten, as the Big Ten will have 1 game coming up this week, and that will be on Saturday, Nebraska going to Illinois to take on the Fighting Illini, and that will be over at Memorial Stadium in Champaign, a 12 noon start. Can we say this may be the only time this year Illinois and Nebraska are on the, the big noon game they call it, or whatever on Fox?
Pretty good chance.
Okay. Now, I don't want to dismiss it because you never know what will happen. But at any rate, we got 5 games on Saturday. Nebraska, Illinois, kind of the highlight of the bunch. UConn will travel all the way to Fresno to take on Fresno State. We've got Hawaii and UCLA coming up on Saturday afternoon from Westwood 1. That is a 2:30 kickoff from the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. I know you're just itching for this one, Mark. UTEP and New Mexico State will play on Saturday night, as will Southern Utah and San Jose State, which, of course, San Jose State's had a couple of very good years back-to-back for the Spartans. So do not sleep on them. But we get a few games anyway coming up on Saturday.
I think I will sleep on those latter two because I doubt I'll be staying up to watch those last two games that you mentioned.
That really hurts.
But never know.
What if you get to, you know, college football fever or something like that?
I already have it. I can't wait to talk more college football, and it's upon us. The Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers begin in a little more than a week, and yeah, very much looking forward to the season and talking more about it.
Yeah, indeed. And speaking of the season, that includes the NFL coming up. They've got one more week as far as the preseason is concerned. And with that in mind, we announced today here on KGYM, not only in our program, but also with Todd and Alex, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn from 4 until 6. But back by popular demand, we have our KGYM knockout pool back, Mark. And if you happen to be the last person standing as far as the knockout pool is concerned, you will win $300 in cash. Thanks to our friends at I'm On Communications. That's I'm On Communications helping us out as far as the knockout pool is concerned. Here's how it works. If you do not know what a knockout pool is, I think it's a lot of fun. Here's what you do. You pick a new NFL team each week to win their matchup. If your team wins, you advance. If your team loses, you are eliminated. But you can only use, you cannot use, you know, Tampa or the Chiefs or, you know, Pittsburgh or whomever more than once. So you have to have a little strategy involved, especially as you get to week 11, week 12, and going through week 18 this year. Remember, there are 18 weeks this year with one bye week and everybody playing 17 games. Now, you must be 18 years or older to participate. And your first pick must be entered by Thursday, September the 9th. That's the opening game between the Bucks and the Cowboys at 7:15. And all of the information is available. All you need to do is head to kgymradio.com for the link to the KGYM knockout pool presented by I'm On Communications. Search for the 2021 KGYM NFL Knockout and use the password I'm On. That's all caps, I-M-O-N. Mark, you and I are not eligible. Ben, you are not eligible as well. Sorry.
And the beauty is it doesn't cost a dime, and you could win $300 in cash.
That's right. That's right. And thanks to I'm On Communications for helping us out. We do appreciate them. It's been a lot of fun over the last handful of years because, as we mentioned, was it last year or 2 years ago? I cannot remember, but there was a huge upset in the first week of the season, and we lost half of the field.
That can happen.
And, if somebody, you know, say one of the favorites, just everybody's got, oh, gosh, you know, everybody throws their hat in the ring for this particular team and they somehow get upset in that first week. Well, you gone, as the Hawk would say. But it's a lot of fun, and we encourage everybody to sign up, and you have till September the 9th, which is the opening night of the National Football League season down in Tampa, as the Buccaneers will raise the trophy, raise the banner, etc., etc., as the Buccaneers, of course, the Super Bowl champions from a year ago. I can say that, Mark. I'm okay with it. I moved on from my Chiefs losing to the Buccaneers last year. I feel great for Tristan Wirfs.
You know, I watched a little preseason football over the weekend. I wanted to check in on my Bears. They were awful. But I mainly wanted to check out Justin Fields because I hadn't seen him go at it yet. I think he adds a different dynamic to that team. Whether the Bears will start with Andy Dalton, I'd be okay with that. But Fields just adds another dynamic to that team. And you know, it's so hard to tell because teams don't play their starters, and comparing, you know, what one quarterback does against another team that may, you know, Buffalo is very good. Buffalo waxed the Bears. Mitch Trubisky exacted a pound of flesh.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about that.
He looked good.
You, There had to be a smile. I mean, nothing against the Bears, but there had to be a smile a mile wide underneath the face mask and helmet of Mitchell Trubisky in that game.
He caught a lot of grief in Chicago, and he wasn't the best quarterback, but he did have a winning record. And I hope he does well in Buffalo. I'm not sure how much time he's going to get behind Josh Allen, but he did look very good against the Bears team that did not look good, and caught some of the Packer game. This Benkert kid, third-team quarterback, he was pretty solid. And Sean Beyer from Cedar Rapids Kennedy catches a touchdown pass for the Broncos.
Yeah.
Sean's facing an uphill battle, I think, trying to make this team, but that maybe went a little ways as well because you've got Fant and a couple, three other guys ahead of Sean right now, but that was good to see.
It was good to see. Very, very good to see. Thank you, 2134, for reminding us it was last year, and it was the Colts that pretty much derailed half of our field as far as the knockout pool was concerned. Colts losing in week one.
Gotcha.
Okay. Thank you, 2134. Dare I say you had the Colts 21-34 and are still a little bitter about that? I don't know. But, yeah, I knew there was a team that kind of hit the skids early on, and we lost a lot of players as far as the Imon Communications KGYM knockout pool was concerned last year. 319-366-1600 as we come your way in a Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And a few other things to get to as far as the weekend is concerned. And with that in mind, we'll throw it to you, Mark, for an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They're located on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Lindale Mall and behind Taco John's. And what do we got on the old Monday scoreboard?
It's fairly slim. Do you want Little League Baseball scores, Scott? No, we're going to pass on that.
Yeah,
right?
I was going to say, I do not know whom I am speaking with if you're going to throw Little League scores on there.
I will not. Abbreviated schedule in Major League Baseball today. They're playing in Boston right now. Texas and Boston tied 3-3 in the 10th inning. Everything else under the lights tonight. The Cubs are entertaining the Colorado Rockies. Big, big series. The Yankees and Atlanta getting together. I think both teams have won 9 straight games. And your White Sox at Toronto, the Twins off before they begin another series tomorrow night.
Lance Lynn pitching tonight for the White Sox. Tim Anderson, precautionary measure, out of the lineup tonight. But Tony La Russa says he could play if needed. Just want to get him an extra day off. So, there you go. Thank you. I will give you this, Mark. This is fresh off, as I used to say, fresh off the presses. Of course, there are no presses anymore. Very few. At any rate, we've got just out the Girls High School Athletic Union putting out the preseason high school volleyball rankings, just to give you a little bit of an update as far as those are concerned, because we have a lot of local flavor. Class 5A, Iowa City Liberty starts the season at number one. They were at the state tournament, a semifinalist last year. Pleasant Valley, number two. Ankeny is third. Cedar Falls is fifth. Kennedy is eighth. And Prairie is 15th in 5A. 4A, North Scott is the number one team ahead of Waverly, Shell Rock, and Western Dubuque. Xavier starts the season at number six. Marion right behind them at number seven, followed by Clear Creek and Mana at number eight. 3A, Sergeant Bluff Luton, number one. The West Delaware Hawks, number two. Davenport Assumption is three. West Liberty, nine. Mount Vernon, 10. Independence, 11. And Union coming in at number 12. 2A, Dyke New Hartford. Maybe the best team in the state. We'll see. They are number one, despite classes. If you might be the best team. A lot of people are thinking that. Denver, two. Western Christian at number three. Wilton, four. Wapsie Valley is in at number five. Dyersville Beckman is 12th. Starmont is 15th. And in 1A, Burlington Notre Dame starts the season number one ahead of Springville. The Orioles in at number two. New London will start the season at number three. Lisbon is 10th. Belle Plaine 12th. Tripola 13th. And Janesville at number 15. So there you go. Preseason volleyball. That's also getting started this week. And the first big Saturday, cross country also getting started this week. Swimming as well. Everybody hitting the ground running as far as the high school athletes are concerned. And by the way, it was always, Mark, you remember this, I remember this, but it's the parents' favorite day of the year today, right?
Well, it's back to school picture day for a lot of them, and not everybody, but seeing a lot of back to school pictures from parents and, you know, comparing what they look like in fourth grade and now they're a senior and on and on and on. Strangely, my two college-age grandkids didn't want to participate this year. So I guess senior year in high school, that's the end of it. No more back-to-school pictures from then on.
No more. No more. Yeah, after a while, the kids go, now you're not going to take a picture of me.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's the way the ball bounces. 70-89, Twins are off tonight, and Cardinals are off tonight as well. Limited scoreboard and limited schedule as far as Major League Baseball is concerned. Before break, 0835 lets us know Mekhi Sargent had a TD for the Eagles, and Heflin looking good for the Packers. They let us know. So thank you for that. Do appreciate it. 3:31, we're going to take a break, come back, and have more for you in a Monday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Custom Electrical Services has been a leading electrical contractor in Iowa for over 16 years and is now serving the Cedar Rapids, Iowa City areas. Our electricians specialize in residential service work, so you know your home's electrical system will be in the best hands possible. Who are you letting into your home? At Custom, we only send one of our background-checked, drug-tested, and professionally trained electricians into your home. Currently, we are offering a whole house safety inspection with every service fee. This inspection evaluates over 70 key items within your home's electrical system. Call now to schedule an estimate or service request at 319-214-2119. Again, that's 319-214-2119. You can also book your appointment anytime at CustomElectricalIA.com. From simple repair calls to the most lavish of projects, we can help you every step of the way.
I have yet to run into any staff member that has even appeared to be having a bad day. I mean, they're just so welcoming.
Every experience I have with them, I walk away and I'm like, gosh, they're great there.
It's the we share your values feeling Ben and Aaron get at Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust.
We made the switch to Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, roughly 5 years ago.
I hate change. I kind of fought it, but I was completely wrong.
The switch was so easy. You're actually connecting with it. With a human.
They couldn't be better at what they do.
They're a very community-minded bank. Many nonprofits were involved in. We see CRBT out there.
Every time they go above and beyond.
The kids' experience has been great as well. They send a hand-signed birthday card to each of our children on their birthday. That goes to show who Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust is.
Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust, celebrating 20 years of people you can bank on. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Tune into the Gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
Would you rather pay for software just once or every month forever? Then make sure your business is ready for the next Microsoft licensing change, or you could be switched to a monthly charge and there'll be no going back. Network Computer Solutions can get you upgraded on time so you can beat those monthly fees. But contact them right away to get on their schedule. Go to ncsei.com. Friendly local Network Computer Solutions.
Back on the Gym Class here at KGYM. Sargent's actually on the Titans, by the way. So, looks like he might make the team, too, as a matter of fact. So, We'll see how that plays out. Thanks for the texts out there. 334 here on the Gym Class program on a Monday here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. If you have a text, want to get a hold of us here on the program, we thank you very much for doing that. I did have some expected news today, Mark, as far as the Big Ten Conference is concerned, and not a surprise, certainly, but the Big Ten is also jumping on board officially as far as the other Power Five conferences and basically every conference as far as football is concerned this fall, where they have made the announcement that if a team has COVID problems, not able to play, that game will not go down as a no contest. It will go down as a loss for the particular team that has the COVID problems. Not unexpected, certainly.
No, it falls in line with the other major conferences and other conferences across the land, and not surprising in the least. I will only add to that that if both teams in a certain matchup cannot go because of COVID, it will be a no contest. Hard to attach a loss to both teams in something like that. But let's hope that's few and far between.
I would definitely agree with that. And hopefully we can go through unscathed as far as the college football season and basically everything in life as far as that is concerned here. As we make it through the fall. 3:36 here on the program. We mentioned that we've got college football coming up on Saturday as Big Ten play gets underway with Nebraska and Illinois. I understand, Mark, why the game is moved up. It's for television. There's no doubt about that. Get some eyeballs on the Huskers. Get some eyeballs on Illinois. I think probably Illinois wanting this a little bit more. Home game, they can show off new staff, Brett Bielema coming in. Everything on an uptick as far as just, you know, the attitude and whatnot as far as Fighting Illini football is concerned. But, boy, you got to think that's awful tough to get ready a week ahead. And they had a little bit more time to get ready. We know that. But playing that game in late August, I got to think is going to be tough for both of those teams.
Yeah, probably so. Although many teams have a lot of veterans coming back because of the extra year that COVID afforded them, basically. So maybe not as much as you think, but I'm going to be very interested to watch that game. I really am. Illinois, Nebraska, for different reasons. Bielema's opener for Scott Frost on the hot seat. I like it.
I do too. But I am interested to see both of those teams. I think it's going to be an interesting game. Illinois learning an entire new system. And like I said, it's tough to play that early game like that. It's even tougher when you have an entire new system. They go from Lovie Smith to Brett Bielema. Of course, he's coming back to his home state from Prophetstown, Illinois. What can the Illini do? They got a few pieces back. Nebraska, a few pieces back as well. But the Huskers, the defense has not been there. The black shirts as of late. The offense has been spotty, to say the least. Not been scoring the amount of points I know that Scott Frost or others would like. Now you've got that little specter of maybe some off-field situations and issues as far as Nebraska is concerned that they're dealing with the NCAA. And we all know that this is, even though he is the favored child as far as the state of Nebraska is concerned, this is a pivotal year for Scott Frost. And going to Illinois and getting beat on national television in week number one to an Illinois program that has a new coach that has been downtrodden over the last several years, that's not going to be the way to start things off if you're Scott Frost for 2021.
Not at all. And thank you, Scott, for reminding us on the text line that that particular game, Illinois-Nebraska, was supposed to be played overseas. Yeah, Dublin, was it?
I think it was Dublin, yeah.
Yeah, but due to COVID, moved back to Champaign. But, I think pivotal for both teams. Scott Frost cannot afford to start out 0-1. And for Brett Bielema, that would be a nice springboard. So right out of the chute, it's going to be very interesting for both teams.
I would agree. We'll see. It's going to be interesting. Like I said, Illinois does not have to win this football game. I really, really think Scott Frost needs to win this football game. Can you put the must-win moniker on an August 28th first game of the season?
Sure can.
To save your job, perhaps? They're not firing. They're not firing Scott Frost on Sunday if he loses. But this is the...
They'll be howling,
and this is going to be the worst-case scenario for Nebraska fans. And there are going to be a ton of them over in Champaign. We know that. That's the way it goes. And hats off to the Husker fans for following them. They do. No doubt about it. But man alive. Ooh. We'll see. Yes. Thank you, Doug. Doug with a little needle here. If the reports are accurate, I believe Nebraska has had plenty of practice. Oh, Doug, you went there. You went there. Crazy. 0-8-3-5. I think Illinois is going to pull this one off, knowing Belive's record. I would imagine that's Bielema's record, and Nebraska is always way too hyped up, and everything going on could affect the Huskers. Remains to be seen, I guess. One that Big Ten West fans, I think, are going to very much keep an eyeball on. No doubt about that. No doubt about that. 3:41 here on the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. I do have some news today as far as local folks. Good news for our friend Landon Castle, as it was announced today that Landon is going to be making a couple of starts for Gaunt Racing in the NASCAR Cup Series. He's going to be driving the car in for the Daytona race and the Talladega race, the number 96 machine. So good news right there as far as Landon is concerned. Great to have him. He's had a pretty good track record, as you know, Mark, as far as restrictor plate tracks are concerned.
He does. Two of his favorite tracks, at least most successful tracks, I think, that he's operated on, nearly won. Previous to Xfinity, and pushed Tony Stewart to the finish line. He finished second there at Daytona, I think. But great opportunity for Landon, and we'll see what he can do come next year. And Scott, this wasn't on our prep list, but I'm really concerned about Joey Chestnut.
Uh-oh. Yeah. You should be, I guess. I don't know.
And the New York Post... maybe not the most reputable news gathering organization out there, but nevertheless has published a study from the University of Michigan about foods that can either add or cut minutes off your life. And it has found that eating one hot dog takes 35 minutes off your life.
Don't believe it.
Are you okay, Joey?
I don't believe it. I don't believe it. So,
well, do the math. What did he do? 75 hot dogs?
Yep.
At the most recent Nathan's?
Yeah.
I don't believe this, but
I'm not doing the math. I'm not doing the math on it.
People are worried about Joey Chestnut.
Is it ironic that this study comes out the day after the end of the Iowa State Fair? Oh, and I know a lot of people that attended the fair, and they do it for many, many reasons. I enjoy watching the fair coverage. I think it's fantastic. It's a little bit of Americana. I think it's fantastic, like I said. But the amount, and I know Darren Revelle had a list of all of the things
that you can buy in Des Moines that you could buy when it was going on the Iowa State Fair. You name it, it is basically on a stick, or it was deep fat fried and put on a stick, or had the stick attached and then was deep fat fried. Really doesn't matter. You know, but you do that once a year, it's probably not going to hurt you.
No, but think about how many hot dogs Joey Chestnut eats in a year.
Oh, I had one Friday and Saturday. So I'm feeling a little bit blue right now, to be honest with you, out there. Had that at the track both on Friday and Saturday. By the way, thanks to everybody for coming out on Friday and Saturday for the races. Do appreciate it. And good time had by all as far as the weekend is concerned. And only drawback, usually go down to St. Louis for the IndyCar race. Did not get a chance to do that this year. Good race down there. Joseph Newgarden got the victory. Ryan Blaney getting the win up in Michigan. And had a chance to meet Ty Majeski, who won the ARCA race at Hawkeye Downs on Saturday night. Very, very big-time racer as far as the Midwest, and now getting out there as far as a national scope is concerned. Very, very personable young man, and very small, too. Very small. But anyway, I had a chance to meet him after the win and before the win, and just a great guy, and I think he's going to do a lot of things soon as far as the Xfinity Series and the Cup Series is concerned.
Yeah, glad you had a great weekend out there at Hawkeye Downs and wrapped up a successful season. And yeah, thank you, 8083 on the text line. Chestnut lost 37 and a half hours at the most recent contest. Yeah, only a day and a half.
How much did he win? How much money did he pull in for that? I have no idea how much money you get for that.
I don't either. Health is priceless, though, Scott.
It is. I know. Very much so. But, yeah, as long as your intake is... Now, if you're on a strict hot dog diet, which I don't know of anyone who is, or... Now, does this include bratwurst? I mean, the entire state of Wisconsin is on high alert right now if this includes bratwurst. And Iowa is not too far behind, or Minnesota, or wherever. You name a Midwestern state, and you know the brat consumption is probably pretty high. So are we just in bad shape right now?
I don't know, but this study also lists foods that can add minutes to your life.
Oh, yeah, just counteract it.
I'm not going to go through all of them, but there's good and bad in this study, if you want to believe it.
Very true. Very true. By the way, I hope everyone got some nice rain overnight. It was, it woke me up, but it was a very, very good reason to get awakened from a sleep, to have a rain go through. And we got a little bit over an inch, so that was good to see. And, boy, we need it. Farmers need it. Everybody needs it at about this time. So that was very much a blessing out there. And it's more rain, perhaps, on the way as we go through the week. 319-366-1600. Yes, he did. 0497. Dale Jr. did mention that, unfortunately, after Joey Gase hit the wall, that Joey... was a Hawkeye Downs champion. Yes. And 27-23, the Doobie Brothers were fantastic at the State Fair. We sent some people, remember, Mark, with our last pair standing to the grandstand shows at the Iowa State Fair.
Yeah, I'm not surprised in the least. I don't know how the Beach Boys did, but a couple of the other acts that I can't recall right now, but I'm sure all of them were good.
Yeah, very much so. All right, 3:48. We'll take a break, come back, have more for you on the Monday edition of the Gym Class. Stay with us, more to come after this on KGYM.
You're upgrading your home, planning an incredible master bath and stunning open concept kitchen. But for the backyard deck, something square? Imagination shouldn't end at the back door. Go against the grain for truly inspired outdoor living with TimberTech. Experience design versatility and technological superiority to vastly improve your home improvement. Make your outdoor living space the place to be with TimberTech from Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
The first bet on Caesars Sportsbook app is up to $5,000 risk-free, people. When I told my team about the idea, they said I was being too wonderful and magnificent. But I don't care how awesome this makes me, I'm doing this for the people. So just download the app and that first bet is up to $5,000 risk-free. Caesars made an app for the people, people.
Must be 21. Offer valid in Iowa only and for new players. Paid in bet credits. Terms and conditions apply. See caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
This is the sound of achieving more, and you better get used to it. The Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G gives you the upper hand with a phone that unfolds into a tablet. Open select apps side by side to search, stream, and share it all at once. Or go totally hands-free for video calls, selfies, and group shots. Pre-order Samsung Galaxy Z Fold 3 5G today and get $200 in Samsung.com credit. Are you ready? Valid through 8/26 while supplies last at select retailers. See additional terms and conditions at Samsung.com.
Bundling home and car insurance with GEICO is so easy, your neighbors are probably already doing it. But who? Look for the signs. Do they have a home and or car? Are they saving lots of money? Do they seem unusually happy? Do they have a child named GEICO?
GEICO! Dinner time!
Have they recently purchased a drone? That's unrelated to the GEICO thing, I'd just really like to try one. But if you notice these other things, you may want to ask them how easy it was to bundle with GEICO. Bundling is easy with GEICO. Just ask your neighbors.
The NFL is back, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving all new players a can't-miss offer for Week 1. Bet just $1 on any NFL game during the first week of the season and receive $200 in free bets instantly, no matter what. You heard right. DraftKings is giving all new players $200 in free bets instantly when you place a bet of $1 or more on any Week 1 game. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now to check out all the great promotions and daily odds boosts. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code BART to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any Week 1 game. That's code BART. For a limited time, only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 or older. New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
We are back as we come up on 3:52, the Monday edition of the Gym Class on KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next. Right here on KGYM. We can give you another quick update on what's happening on the PGA Tour, the final round of the Northern Trust going on at Liberty National, just within eye shot of Our Lady Liberty. That's hence the name, Liberty National Golf Club, Mark. But world number one, John Rahm, still hanging on?
Yes, he is. And actually, it's remarkable they're even playing, Scott, because of Henri. It's Henri, right?
Henri.
Not Henry. They got 9 inches of rain on this golf course, Scott. But they worked throughout the night to prepare it. And the sun's out now. And looks very playable. To answer your question, yes, Rahm still holds a 2-stroke lead at 18 under par over Cameron Smith. And 3 up on Alex Noren, Tony Finau, and Eric Van Ryan.
9 inches of rain. Yeah, that's bad enough. But this golf course is at sea level, remember. Yeah. There's no room for this. I mean, the grounds crew for this golf course just did an amazing job to even get it somewhat playable, and it just looks great. So kudos to those folks for staying up all night and getting this thing ready to go. 319-366-1600. And again, don't forget, we talked about it earlier on. Want to let everybody know about it again, that the KGYM knockout pool, again, available to you. More information available at our website at kgymradio.com. It is brought to you by I'm On Communications. All you need to do is sign up by Thursday, September the 9th with your pick for week one in the knockout pool. You could win, if you're the last person standing, you could win $300 in cash. Cold hard cash.
Yeah, opening a week next week, so you don't have to go out there right now. You can go out there and check it out, but a lot of fun.
A couple of weeks.
And you hope for that. You hope you don't have that week one upset like you did last year.
Yeah, a couple weeks, actually. You got till September the 9th. Bowling starts that starts, Mark.
We have another round of preseason games, and then the start of the regular season. And I see our friend Todd Brommelkamp is on to the hot dog story, tweeting that he probably should have been dead 2 years ago.
Oh, no.
He's kind of a witty guy, you know.
I know. That's a good one. And hot dogs, use your own judgment as far as a New York Post story is concerned. I do want to let everybody know that, of course, high school football starting later on this week in earnest. And, of course, we'll talk about that coming up on Thursday. Jeff Johnson of the Gazette will join us. Coming up tomorrow, Ben Visser covers the Iowa State Cyclones for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. We're going to talk with Ben. Iowa State with three All-Americans on the AP All-American team that came out preseason today. Same three that were on the CBS sports team. That includes Breece Hall, Charlie Kolar, as well as linebacker Mike Rose. Iowa State and Notre Dame, both with three preseason All-Americans. And boy, how the Iowa State program has taken off since Matt Campbell and his arrival. But we'll talk about Iowa State football coming up with Mr. Visser coming up tomorrow. Iowa State also the third Jones girl committing to Iowa State women's basketball over the weekend. And, the second. First one went to Illinois. So the second of the three Jones daughters will be going to Iowa State. Fourth one, I believe, is a freshman this year, if I recall. So
Ashley and Aubrey are there now, and now Kelsey is going to.
Oh, okay. I'm losing track.
So does Brian.
I'm losing track of the Jones ladies, but all very, very good basketball players, no doubt. And as mentioned, high school football will get started coming up later in the week. I've had some people ask, so I wanted to pass this along, a couple of things, and we'll talk more about this, and we'll have more information about it as well. But we will not be having the games on KGYM radio this year, but we will. Myself and John Hegarty are going to bring you games on the internet, and we'll have more on that coming up and let you know how you can tune in for those. And we will do that as we get going later in the week. But we will have games for you, and that starts with Wash Jeff for the Cedar River Rivalry Trophy coming up this Friday night. Seven classes this year in high school football, Mark, so 5A. Joins the fray. 5A all the way down to 8 player this year.
Yes, indeed. And disappointed that KGYM will not be covering the games, but certainly happy that you and John are going to continue in a different form. Because I don't have to remind you, Scott, between you and Bob Brooks, this is like a 70-year tradition of calling high school sports in Cedar Rapids. So I'm glad it's going to continue, and I wish you well in that endeavor.
Thank you. And we'll have fun with that coming up later on in the week. Don and Alex coming your way next right here on KGYM as they will have their program from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock. As we mentioned, we'll talk Iowa State football coming up tomorrow. Ben Visser will join us as big, big expectations for Matt Campbell and the Iowa State Cyclones as we will talk Iowa State football coming up on the Tuesday edition of the program. No Twins baseball coming up tonight, and we'll have ESPN radio on all four of our frequencies of KGYM. All right, Mark, take care, and we will talk with you tomorrow at 3.
Look forward to it. We'll talk to you then.
All right, stay tuned. Todd and Alex coming your way next. For Ben, for Mark, Scott Unash, thanking you for listening. You've been tuned into the Gym Class right here on KGYM. Have a great night, everybody.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents. Doug.
Check it out, Limu. A roadside carnival.
Step right up, folks. Test your strength. Come see the fire-breathing